Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you like weird and strange history as much as I do, then I have the podcast for you. I'm Jason Horton, host of Strange Year. Each episode, I break down the strange history and cultural happenings during that year, like 1977, the Wow Signal, 1963, Three Tramps Theory, 1844, the Millerite Movement, 1997, the Phoenix Lights, 1896, the Shortest War, 2004, Benjamin Kyle, 1518, the Dancing Plague, 1985, the Move Bombing, 1972, Remote Viewing. So to get your weekly weird history fix, pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Strange Year wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't give peace a chance. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, there is a small city. North Korea calls it Peace Village. South Korea and everyone else calls it Propaganda Village.
Uh-oh.
I've become obsessed with some new things for the new year.
Yeah, you have some New Year's resolution obsessions.
More North Korea is one of them.
You're like, less carbs, more North Korea.
No, carbs are still...
They're still good?
Yeah,
okay.
they're still high.
Less caffeine, more North Korea.
Both.
Don't work out. Don't finish your novel.
More North Korea. Thank you.
Okay. I'm on board.
I wanted to kind of get back a little bit to the ghost town aspect of Ghost Town, just a little bit.
That. Oh, we're getting in touch with our roots from a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Where it's, you know, I think some people still hear Ghost Town. They're like, it's got to have ghosts.
Yeah. Where are the ghosts?
It's not necessarily part of the definition, but more ghosts, definitely. Exactly. More haunted stuff.
Absolutely. People are very demanding about the ghost portion of the name of our podcast. We're more than that.
We're also towns.
Yeah.
Hamlets.
That's right.
Villages.
Islets, small recesses.
Municipalities.
And mountains. Yeah. We're old theme parks. We're new theme parks.
Yeah.
You know, we're whatever we want. Sometimes we're a cruise ship. I don't know.
We should do some cruise ship stuff.
Oh, just you wait. I don't want to give too much away.
So I was in South Korea maybe like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to go to the demilitarized zone. Just didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Also terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
naturally.
And there's a lot of interesting things in North Korea that really, I think, fit this podcast. So not every episode, but I'm going to pepper in some North Korea. And plus, I felt like I was in South Korea once, so I'm an expert.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're basically South Korean.
I mean,
I'm a white man talking informatively about a different culture.
Also, in Seoul, at least, there's a lot of expats. I noticed there's a lot of people that are...
Like you?
I don't know. I don't know what the definition of expat is.
Well, an expatriate? Isn't it
it's
someone
not, I don't
who...
know if it's expatriate. Yeah, it's expatriate.
Something like that.
I never was really quite clear on it.
Yeah, but it's someone who lives in a country that isn't their country of origin.
Yeah.
Right?
But it makes it seem like you're...
It seems like you're an exile. In my mind, I'm like, whoa. Are you dangerous? No? You just like to teach English on a work visa and have a weird fetish? Okay.
Or perfectly normal fetish. I don't know. No judgment in 2020.
Thank you for being very GGG on this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a hateful, narrow-minded, sexually puritanical
person. I'm love
person.
Fluid, you know what I mean?
You're love fluid.
Which sounds gross.
Well,
I don't know. Who's to say?
I'm to say.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't know, you don't want to end up in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to do it. South Korea is amazing. And then the demilitarized zone is a little buffer where there's like a truce. You know, you can't, there'll be no fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Only, well, I mean, pretty much only nothing.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, a safe place to go, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got their ones turned on the other, kind of waiting for whatever, but that place is a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of that. Kind of that truce.
Yeah.
Armistice.
I think they're the same. They're synonymous. Yeah.
But there is a little village called Kijangdong that, according to North Koreans, is just a chill, flourishing little village. Isn't North Korea great?
Yeah, we're cool. Look at this.
Yeah. Who's complaining about North Korea? Look how fun this is.
Yeah.
But according to literally everybody else, it is just a facade that is just literally functioning to look like everything's great here.
Wow.
It's like putting on a,
it's
know,
like a play.
But nobody's really living there. There's just people that are kind of like working.
Yeah. It's almost like a perverse theme park or even like, like in a cult where it's like the people that first... Or like Scientology or something, where it's like, look at this normal brunch.
Yeah.
Come on in, normal brunch people. We're just normally brunching here. Yeah. We're happy. We're not watching you.
Yeah. Huh? Every move and collecting data on you.
Exactly.
So it was built in the 1950s following the Korean War. The northern village of Kijangdong. My Korean isn't great.
Your Korean isn't great?
Isn't great.
Yeah, I'm going to check you on it. I'm going to check your pronunciation later.
It's been pretty rusty since I learned
your stint in Korea.
Yes. So it's a collection of well-appointed multi-story buildings home to 200 families who spend their days just happily tending to farms.
Mm-hmm.
Bliss. Total and complete bliss.
Of course.
Going to school, you know, go to the hospital, get a checkup.
Yeah, picking flowers, baking breads.
That is according to North Korea. By the way.
Well,
see, they got you. The propaganda is working on you.
I should move there.
Yeah, no, Rebecca, don't move there.
Packing my bags. No, it sounds idyllic.
It is an uninhabited propaganda village built to reflect an imagined economic success in an attempt to lure defectors from the South. I mean, I don't know if you...
What's not to trust about North Korea?
Seoul is an amazing... I mean, I was like feeding weird deer. It was amazing. It was so cool.
I would love to go. I used to tutor a lot of... South Korean, first generation Americans with parents from South Korea.
I just don't know why you would, not to say, listen, for people that love abandon-y type things, this is what got me in there.
This is great.
I'm not going to get into some of the other things that I'm like, where I was going, then I came here, but I'm going to go back to this other thing. But North Korea is amazing for us to discuss.
Yeah.
Not necessarily politically, but like structurally and, you know, kind of... Culture, climate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you think about countries divided. You know, you think about Germany. You think about Korea and how... I mean, you even think about the Civil War in America and how... I can't even imagine what that must be like to have your identity fractured as a country, to have some of your family in different parts of the country that you can't access. Well, even just like not even bringing politics into it, which we do often... But just how that impacts people culturally and how culturally divergent something can be a mile away.
The residential buildings have no glass in their windows.
Ah! Chilly. Bring a sweater.
Electric lights. They operate in a timer. And the only people you could see are people that are doing maintenance to essentially keep the facade going.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese where it's like, we're just fixing, we're fixing Chuck E. So.
Yeah.
Like...
And Chuck is doing great.
He's doing great. He's alive.
He's eating pizza.
He's thriving.
In the 1980s, the South Korean government erected a 323-foot tall pole in Taesongdong and flew the country's flag. North Korea was like, cool. Korea was like, oh, how about we do the same thing?
God.
A 525-foot flagpole, which is at that time the tallest in the world, and raised an even larger flag over Kijangdong. So it was kind of a one-upsmanship.
Yeah.
And that was just one of the ways they kind of passively, aggressively...
Sure.
I feel like North Korea would be like, we'll build it to the moon. We don't care.
Yeah, exactly. North Korea is like, we'll use all our resources. If people die, people die.
We'll take what little we have given, you know, the majority of our...
Exactly.
Or I say citizens, but not citizens.
Just like population, I guess. Like anyone willing and unwilling, we're going to make this work.
Until 2004, I found this to be like a recurring thing. loudspeakers in Kijangdong blare mm-hmm. propaganda messages praising the country and encouraging residents of the South to defect. When this approach failed to lure South Koreans, the speakers...
I like how they're trying to lure South Koreans, too, with this, like, so sad, horribly janky, like, little diorama.
To them, they see, you see color.
Yeah.
You see farms. You see smiling. You see sun. Those are, like... But probably to some people, like, that's what people like, right? Like, that's what they're interested in.
Yeah, but North Korean, the government, I mean, they're not idiots. Like, I don't know, it seems like insulting to the, like, intelligence of the government, which is true because we're constantly, like, trying to navigate that politically. It's so insane.
The speakers began blasting 20 hours a day, anti-Western rhetoric, communist operas.
But for 4 hours of that day, you can go ham on, like, some Dolly Parton.
Old Ghost Town podcast episodes. Sorry, I made a deal with them. Is that bad? I really want.
We got some brand
deals coming through.
Exactly. Do you guys want some wheat?
Yeah.
How about some rice paddy acreage?
Marching music, and there has been no... Well, according to South Korea, there has been... People defecting has been very little or none at all.
Yeah.
According to North Korea, it's like...
They're coming in droves.
There is no South Korea
even,
anymore.
Yeah, we can't handle all these people who have windowless homes now.
So a little about the DMZ was established in 1953 as part of the truce or armistice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use that word. With the United Nations, North Korea, and China, it's a buffer between the two Koreas. They can't fire weapons, build up military personnel, equipment, or be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... That's a good little thing. You want to take a nice short little tiny little break?
I would like that very much.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we are back.
We are back. It's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by new, I mean I'm a little bit more tired. And slightly hungover.
Yes.
I haven't drank in 2 hours.
But you went
proud
to
of me?
We went to Palm Springs.
I did. I went to Palm Springs. I had lots of family in town. My brother was in town, and then my parents got kind of jealous that my brother was in town. So they were like, we're going to come into town. And they were like, we're going to stay really close to you in Malibu, which if you don't know Los Angeles, I live in Echo Park. That's about an hour and a half away. There's like a different country. You know, it's a lot. But what do you do for New Year's?
I did nothing.
Nothing at all.
Did nothing.
Sweet, sweet nothing. But I also want to read some of our Instagram messages.
Yeah.
That's what they call them, right? These days in 2020, they call them messages.
Direct messages, yeah.
Exactly. So this is from Harris Star. He says, hey there, you two. Longtime listener here. Great. I'm a horticulturist. Too smart for me. An avid hiker. Woof. I listen while doing many tedious plant chores at work and hiking around the PNW. What's the PNW? Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
God, I'm an idiot. Okay. Fail's episodes are my favorite. I just listened to the Haunted House of Gum episode twice. He had listened to it twice. Twice is nice.
Yeah.
Wow. We weren't even sure there was enough information for one.
Yeah, now
we really appreciate it. You used the word murder or murdered a couple times. Horrible, gruesome murder. And I was like, wait, what? Were those people murdered who killed them? Was it suggested that Adams did it? I listened a second time and still was wondering what the murder was. Help me out. Love the podcast. Laughs and swearing. More swears in the new year. Right, Jason?
Well, I don't
correct.
Think anyone...
That's
okay.
Correct. Thanks for making my day fly by with creepy, weird-ass stories. Thank you, Harris Star. You're so fun, and I want to hear more about your work. But I guess when we talk about that podcast, murder, you're right. They were killed. They weren't murdered. So that is on me specifically, because I was the one kind of steering the episode. And I want to be clear, because we should be clear, because these are real human beings.
Sure, we shouldn't just be flippant about terms that we use.
But thank you for calling us out, because actually it's something we should be more mindful of. Next, we have a direct message from Brain Dead Feline. They say, so I'm new to the podcast community, but let me just say, I fucking love you guys. In October, I had an injury at work, which resulted in a bad concussion. I am so sorry. That's awful. I was out of work for a bit and wasn't allowed to do anything but listen to music and podcasts. Captive audience. That's when I discovered you guys. Murder on Greyhound Bus 1170 was the first episode, and I've been hooked since.
That is a real gateway episode.
It really is, and it's really interesting because it's probably our darkest episode, too. So it's to start with that, like, everything else is going to be, like, JV baby stuff, you know? Whatever. Anyway, they continue to say, love your atmosphere and vibe. You two are hilarious. I just joined your Patreon for the bonus episodes as well. Yeah, you gotta love the bonies. Waiting on my pin to come in the mail. That's on me. I'm so excited. I would love for your episodes to be longer. I could listen to you all day. I also enjoy when you guys give us a little updates in your personal life, and make us, or at least me, feel like we are catching up with you before we dig into the gruesome stories. Yeah, a little levity. Or no, a little darkness in a different way, and then the darkness historically. So that's great. Both of your voices are very calming and easy to listen to. To me, that's important. Makes my early mornings at work so much more enjoyable. And Rebecca, don't stop the potty mouth. It's great. Much love, guys. Thank you so much. I love talking about my personal life. Jason hates talking about his personal life, so we try to meet in the middle. But I'd love to give you more of that. We'd love to make the episodes longer. We're trying to do a lot of things for next year. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope you're doing better with your concussion. Woof. But it's an interesting start. Murder on the Greyhound Bus 1170. As we said, it's really dark. It's I would say it's our darkest one ever. Right?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty. You know? It's pretty. It's one of those that also is very unsettling for. And at, by the end of it, you're unsettled.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really seem, I mean, you know, it's relative, but, you know, is justice served?
Yeah.
It seems, and I'm a pretty, like, passive guy, but even I was kind of like, this doesn't, just didn't sit well with
no,
me.
No, because you don't get the satisfying, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but you don't get justice. It feels very open-ended and sad, I would say. That being said, on top of the very gruesome elements of the story. So there we go. But we'll do more.
I mean, I listen to some true crime episodes, and at the end, I you know, the idea of being satisfied, but, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like either it's a lack of justice or a lack of closure.
Yeah.
And I feel like those things are kind of like all the time I spent listening to this story or mm-hmm. involving myself in this situation,
yeah,
and kind of the recanting of it, you're left feeling one way or another.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that one's a tough one.
That's a really tough one. It was that's why I remembered it, because I feel like it's stuck with me, and I was like trying to figure out if it was right for the podcast, if it was a little too dark, but I couldn't let it go. You know, I had to tell it the story, because I'm very brave.
You're V brave.
I'm V brave. 2020. Anyway, one more message. It's from Text Terror. Listening to your new episode of the podcast, just wanted to let you know, as a native New Yorker and lover of every aspect of NYC and its history, Prospect Park isn't the largest park in NYC. The largest park in NYC is Pelham Bay Park in the Bronx, followed by Greenbelt in Staten Island, and then Van Cortlandt in the Bronx. Prospect Park doesn't even make the top 5 or probably the top 10. Who told me that?
Yeah, why?
I'm just spouting fake news here.
I ran a cross-country race at Van Cortlandt Park when I was in high school. Yeah,
whoa.
It was like one of those kind of like...
Long-ass race, because it's a big-ass park.
It was one of those... Yeah, it probably was a long, long-ass race. But whoa. It was one of those, you know, those invitationals or something like that. This is me when I was trying to do athletics, but Van Cortlandt Park was one of the...
Well, I feel like an idiot, and thank you for correcting us. Anything you hear and you want to contribute to, add, correct, please. We are very open to it.
And we also don't count anything if we have to take the ferry to Staten Island.
Oh, this New York enthusiast is probably not going to like that.
No.
But yeah, we love doing stories on New York. We love talking about it, and we are certainly not experts on anything. So yeah, all of the comments and additions, subtractions, revisions are embraced and welcomed. But that's all we got.
That's all we got?
That's all we got for this year, for this short beginning of the year.
If you want to be truly happy, this is not propaganda, by the way.
No.
This is the opposite of propaganda.
This isn't blaring at you through your loudspeaker or however you listen to podcasts. No. But open your mind for 1 second.
You should come over from South Patreon to North Patreon. Come on over. Everything's great. There's nothing wrong. You live forever.
We have window panes. We have so many window panes over here.
Plenty of seeds to plant.
Lots of people live here, not just maintenance people.
No, and we have all the celebrities.
That's right. Flowers, celebrities, rainbows, living beings.
Bonus episodes.
Bonies. A herd of bones.
Ad-free episodes.
That's right.
Like, not this.
not this. Just go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Wow.
I did it?
Yeah, you're
perfect. Did I do
it? You have a perfect record for 2020. And I will say that the newest bonus episode that's up there now is... I told you, like, North Korea was one of my obsessions. Mm-hmm. I have another one.
What is it?
What do you think about exorcisms?
I'm pro-exorcism. Because I'm a crazy person.
Well, I wanted to start my obsession with real exorcisms on Patreon, so...
Yeah. I mean, you could exorcise your wallet now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're like, they're like, listen,
any listeners left?
My wallet is very, very tired.
That's right. Your wallet needs to come to God right now. And God is us.
We're
coming in strong. We're coming in hard for 2020. Very contentious.
I want to say, though, that even North Korea and South Korea, they stopped the back and forth with, you know, the megaphones going at each other all the time.
They did?
They eventually did stop. Which
they were like, guys, this is crazy. Yeah. Did someone from one side fall in love with someone? Did one maintenance worker from one side fall in love with a maintenance worker from the other side? Into a West Side Story, Romeo and Juliet, and that just healed.
Without somebody getting shot or imprisoned? Probably not. Mm. But from 2004 to 2016, they're like, let's put the brakes on the back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But
because it's tiring.
Once 2016 rolled around, they're like,
things
are getting hot. 2016 is a hot year politically around the world.
It riled everybody back up again.
So because of the January 2016 nuclear test, they're like, we got to ramp this stuff up. We took a little break, and now we're back. But the South decided to halt its broadcast at midnight, April 22nd, 2018, as a gesture of goodwill days before the 2018 Inter-Korean Summit, which was held on April 27th. So, you know, it's a little bit of give and a little bit of take.
Such is life.
I haven't heard a lot of propaganda. It's hard to actually get it without somebody just commenting on it.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a couple months in China and never saw a newspaper. So that was definitely a cultural wake-up.
What year were you there?
I was there about 8 years ago, I would say. So, 2012.
Where were you?
I was all over. I was in Shanghai, Xi'an, Tianjin, Beijing.
And what's one that's the most, like, it's like kind of used westernized?
Oh, Hong Kong. We went there too. Yeah. Hong Kong, there were newspapers. But all over China, we were in rural parts, we were in Inner Mongolia, we were just kind of touring around, and it was definitely, you get a lot of governmental propaganda. Incredible country, though. Incredible culture. Amazing. I would like to go back.
That reminds me of my time in Tokyo. Same thing.
Tokyo?
Same thing.
No media?
No media. Went to Kyoto. Mm. Went to a Ryokan. You know, it's same thing.
Oh, yeah. I get it. It's true. We're on the same page with this.
Do you want me to play a propaganda video? See, North Korea has water parks, and they have malls, and they have, like, a band. Everything is, like, working and not working, and gets to use it?
I want to go to North Korea, so why does this make me want to go there?
It's working already.
It's working.
Well, if you want to go to their water park,
a
video from Eric Sang will send you there. You ready?
I got my bathing suit.
Got your swimmies.
And my passport.
Yeah. Do you have a AK-47 or?
I mean, I have some cartons of cigarettes.
Good enough.
It is Alfa Mare, equipped with all facilities for people to wade in the water all the year round.
They included an indoor wading pool, outdoor wading pool, Munsu Rehabilitation Center, and gymnasium. In the entrance hall of the indoor wading pool, there is a colored plaster statue of Great Leader Kim Jong-il. In his lifetime, Great Leader Kim Jong-il desired to build a modern indoor wading pool for people.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.